Welcome to God Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Okay, welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. We have ThomasNet.com, formerly Thomas Registry. You probably don't hear that anymore, Brandon and Paul.
No, very rarely.
But, boy, I feel old. I mean, I remember when it was Thomas Registry.
Terrific.
When did you change over?
It was more than 7 years ago.
Okay. Brian. All right. So I don't feel that old. Okay. That's good. So we have Brendan O'Connell, the Director of Web Operations, and Paul Gerbino. He's the publisher of ThomasNet News. So I'm getting a couple questions here from the inventors. And, you know, it's funny because we spoke about this the other day when we were preparing for the show. And it's the same questions. Please help me. I'm confused. What is contract manufacturing? What is a CAD? We know what a prototype is, but how do I get my prototype built? You know, it's the same questions that are coming across my email. I instead of listing everybody's names and all their questions, I'm just kind of summarizing it at this point. Paul or Brandon, can you help us out?
Sure.
Okay.
So first question, CAD.
Brandon. Yep.
So CAD.
What's a CAD? CAD services. Yep.
CAD is an acronym for a computer aided drawing.
I take it that this is part of the engineering side or the product.
Absolutely.
Okay. Design
side. The simplest way to take a look at one, Brian, is if you search for bearings, and if you notice at the top of ThomasNet, there's a link that says CAD drawings.
Okay.
And search for bearings.
Bearings. B A R R I N G S.
B as in Brian. E A R I N G I N.
Okay.
B E A R I N G S. Excuse me.
Okay. Yep.
Bearings.
Okay.
Now, are you on a CAD result for bearings?
Yes, I am.
Do you see a company
called with CAD?
Yep. So let's select the one with product catalog with CAD. Just click on that link.
Okay.
You see those rich drawings?
Yeah.
Those beautiful drawings can then be rendered as 3D models that can be imported into computer software that engineers use to produce prototypes, designs, etc.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing, absolutely. The engineers love it when they see CAD drawings available.
I've never used this before. I'm even going on the next one, and I see it has the it has all the resources that an engineer would need.
Mm-hmm. Without question.
That's super.
The other question was about custom and contract.
Custom contract manufacturing, custom, right. All
yeah.
Manufacturers, distributors, service providers, contract manufacturers.
Sure.
Tell us, what, if you don't mind.
Sure. Let's take it from the top.
Yep.
Everyone knows what a manufacturer is.
Okay.
They manufacture products, right?
Right. So now, they have a factory that you bring, once you work with an engineer, you bring it to a manufacturer and they're going to produce it. Or they may have engineering opportunity available to help you there, right?
Exactly right.
Okay.
But when you're looking for prototypes, you're probably going to look for a custom manufacturer or a contract manufacturer.
Okay.
Service companies are the people who fix things for you.
Okay.
Distributors are the people who have the parts for you.
Or for example, that Paul mentioned earlier is, I have a product and I'm producing it, and I can bring it to a distributor that they can add my product to their line and sell it as I'm producing it. Is that right?
Fantastic idea. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, and then I don't really see wholesalers. Somebody sent something about wholesaling, but, and a service company, like you said, services. So if it's a machine company, if I have a machine and I need to fix it, I can go to a service company to fix it. Is that right?
Exactly right.
Okay. But most of the time, the inventors aren't really getting into the heavy-duty machinery. We're going to use what's called a contract manufacturer. And,
yeah.
And I'll tell you, as an inventor, you have to also take a look to see, you know, what's great about ThomasNet is you could see all the information about the companies, navigate through their website, get an idea of what type of business they do, and really narrow down to what it is that you need and call them up, and hopefully they'll be able to help you out.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's super.
It's a great time to be an inventor. These companies are looking for new opportunities.
That's super. You know, as here's another question that's coming in. Can I use the CAD drawings for ThomasNet for my work? Is there a fee? Will it work with AutoCAD? That's from Randy Mail.
Yeah, that's a great question, Randy. Thanks for sending in that question. All of CAD drawings are absolutely free. There's about 20 million CAD drawings available on ThomasNet.com. They're easy to find, and they can be downloaded into any CAD application that you can use.
Super. Okay, let's keep the questions going. Of course, you can call in. Don't be shy. I know we're inventors, but we could still call in and ask questions. All right? But, of course, you could still email me, brian@gotinvention.com, or you can call in at 877-474-3302, and we'll put you on the air with Brandon and Paul. Paul, you're with us, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. This is some great information. As an inventor, I feel relieved to know that these resources are available to me to help me with my prototyping and everything else. So I just want to understand, as far as prototyping, prototyping isn't plastic. It's not. I mean, how do I find somebody to help me with my prototype? I got a couple questions, the same question, so maybe you can help us.
Sure. As Brendan said, ThomasNet.com is just an incredible resource to find those kinds of companies. And there are companies within ThomasNet.com that specifically help with prototyping. And, you know, whether it's a plastic part, whether it is metal, whatever the material that you needed, you know, there are some great resources within ThomasNet.com. And I believe, Brendan, you can search on prototyping.
Brendan, can you search on prototype? How do you find a prototyper?
Yeah, you just type in prototype into ThomasNet, and they're all there.
Okay, you can figure out if you want to make it out of wood, if you want to sew, if you need a sewing contract manufacturer, right? Plastic.
Absolutely, whether it's jewelry or something for the space station. There's a prototyper out there on ThomasNet that can help you get it to market.
It's amazing. I have to say I'm overwhelmed. 600,000 plus suppliers, and there's 67,000 product categories. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can't find somebody, they're all in the U.S. Is that right?
That's correct. ThomasNet is all North America, Canada, U.S., and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
And you have information on all these people, so
absolutely,
it's fantastic. You can find somebody in your neighborhood, or you can find somebody in a different state. But what's great is that as an inventor, we always talk about doing your research and making sure you know who you're talking to and narrowing down. So do your research. They give you all the tools and resources right on their website to do that. So please utilize their services. I know that, Paul, I'm sure you spent plenty of time on navigating through that web and making sure all those categories and all those companies are listed correctly.
Well, you know, and Brendan has done a great job in making sure that the information is available to the users. I mean, you go to the company profiles of each one of these companies, and you can find their capabilities. You can find the kinds of materials they work with. So it really, you know, it really helps you to narrow down the target companies that you want to talk to about prototyping, custom manufacturing, even engineering services. You know, you may need to have somebody create a CAD drawing for you, and there's engineering services that you can find on ThomasNet. And it's really that, you know, that profile information really gives a lot of good detail. And then, obviously, links to their website because, you know, their website can tell you a lot.
Absolutely. Brandon, you have anything to add to that?
Well, absolutely. And the other really interesting thing that I find is that then you're seeing the community that's out there, and you're going to have to learn how to market your product, and you're going to see how they market their product. And when you're going to have to build a website, you're going to have seen the websites that work for you as somebody who's trying to find those products and how important navigation and usability is, et cetera.
You know, it's interesting. I was working with an inventor last week, and he has a specific invention that requires packaging, some special type of packaging. And I told him to go on ThomasNet. Oh, my God, there's ThomasNet. Look at all this stuff. He called me up. I can't believe it. I'm overwhelmed. I found somebody, you know, where he was, and he's all excited. And it's just amazing the plethora of information that's available. Packaging, prototyping, contract manufacturing, find somebody locally to help you do a short run just to get something set up. And again, this part of it, inventors, this is the basic part of when you come up with an idea, you're doing all your due diligence as far as patent protection or at least making sure that there's a patent search done, having some sort of protection, working with an engineer to bring it to that level, getting a prototype made, possibly doing some market research on how much your idea or your invention is going to cost to produce locally here, tooling information. I know it's a lot of inventors out there, but you know what? We got to work hard to get our product to the next level or our idea to the next level. And
absolutely.
Then you also have, right? And then you also have the short run. You can do a short run and kind of make something happen yourself. Or at that point, you can choose to license your product out, but you're all prepared. And ThomasNet definitely helps you along the way.
Absolutely.
Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Good. So I see a couple more questions that are coming in here, and I think there's a guest. Oh, there was a guest on the phone, and then they hung up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So on top of all the information, then we also have ThomasNet News, which can help. We can use that resource to get a press release out and announce. I'm sure there's a small fee for that.
No, actually, there is no charge to submit your press releases. It does
wow.
go through an editorial process with our editors.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. And actually, I would like to invite your inventor audience to download a great guide on how to write a press release.
That's fantastic. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
often
super.
What happens is. You know, you get writer's block, and I know we're coming up to the end of this segment, but you know, it really is a good document that really gets them through the questions that they've got to answer
Super.
To create the buzz.
Excellent, Paul. You tell us a little more when we get back on segment four. We're coming up on this break. We have the guest from ThomasNet on Got Invention Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Hi, Jack Warren here, host of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on the WS Radio Network. You know, I hear people say they feel chained to their office desk. They spend hours stuck in traffic just to get to their office computers. They stay late, they go in on the weekends just to keep up. You know, technology is supposed to make your life easier, not more complicated. Now, I have a proven solution where you work from anywhere, in any computer, with GoToMyPC. Whether it's a Mac or a PC, you can access your computer, use any program, work on any file, check your email, access network resources with GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. WS Radio listeners can try GoToMyPC for free for the next 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMyPC.com/talk. That's gotomypc.com/talk for a free trial.